Planar Prod presents The Attic Monologues.
Episode 15, Author's Notes 1.
Ollie.
Hmm?
What are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing?
Insulting God, my delicate morning sensibilities, and the good reputation of own brand cornflakes?
Try again.
Planning to snort your breakfast cereal?
Try again.
You are crushing your cornflakes into dust with a spoon. Is that what you wanted?
Yes.
But why? Why in front of me? Why at this ungodly hour?
I don't like the texture of them. They're too sharp. So I'm experimenting to see if they're nicer to eat when they're, you know, not sharp.
We have a blender. You could have used it.
Your suffering is good breakfast entertainment.
I come home for 5 days, and this is what you do to me?
You could come home for longer.
You know I would if I could, little bean. I've just got...
uni work, essays, right, yeah.
I really would come home, Ollie. I don't work well here. It's too loud, too busy, too small.
But you live in Central at uni. That's loud, that's busy, that's small. And this house isn't even that small.
It's just, it's more like I feel small when I'm here. I feel like I'm shrinking in on myself, losing the layers of who I've become. You'll understand when you move out.
You can't keep saying I just don't understand. It's not fair.
Life isn't fair.
You're really mean in the morning. You know that.
Yeah, Bean. Yeah, I do. Post?
Probably.
I'll get it.
Nix? Are you okay? What is it?
Oh, nothing. It's just, you know, from Dad. It's fine.
Is it? I'm getting Mum.
No, Ollie, don't bother. It's not worth it. It's nothing.
It's not nothing. You're sad, and that's not nothing.
It should be nothing. I should be used to it by now. Just don't wake Mum up. Not yet. I don't want to worry her, you know?
Okay. Will you play Lego Star Wars with me?
Yeah, Bean. Yeah. I'd love to.
Oh my God. I need this.
You said that at the last store.
But look, it's a miniature telescope. But it's also a necklace. Wait, Seth, you're not going to believe this. It's a kaleidoscope too!
It's very, steampunk.
Totally. All I need is, like, a poet shirt and I'd be, like, a pirate.
Yeah, you'll have to be to afford that price.
Hmm? Oh. You're right. Thanks. Your work is lovely. Have a great morning. Why does everything have to be so pretty when you have the least money? Why can't I stumble across a magic-looking telescope necklace in the middle of summer?
Because the universe is out to get you in particular.
Ha ha.
You could always save up money for it, so when next Christmas comes around you could buy it.
Seth, I hate to break it to you, my dude, but I wouldn't know savings if they punched me in the face. In this house, we impulse buy during manic episodes, or nothing.
Whatever makes you happy.
It does. It does make me happy. Don't you know the serotonin of waiting for packages to arrive in the mail from things you ordered at 3 a.m?
Unfortunately, I do.
Ah, so that's why you own more stationery than an art school supply cupboard.
As opposed to you, who owns enough jewellery to weigh you down in the Thames, or Bella, who owns enough books to build a tower to the moon, or Lola, who spends her money on holidays like a sensible person.
But she has no trophies to show for it.
Some people would say the memories are the trophies.
Those people don't have memory issues. I can't remember basically anything from the last 20 years. Why would I pay for a holiday when I'm just going to forget 95% of what happened?
And this is why you live on Etsy, not Airbnb.
Touché. So, what have you put on your Christmas list this year?
You mean, anything conveniently under £10?
Damn. I really thought I'd been smooth with that one.
About as smooth as a road full of potholes. But, if it makes you feel any better, it was more a process of elimination. Lola and Bella both came to me for advice about their Secret Santa, so it had to be you. Apparently, I have a reliable aura.
You are reliable. But that just makes it easier to cause chaos unseen.
Me? Chaos? Never.
Really?
I'm a paragon of virtue. There's no need to read me the fifth at 10 in the morning.
Again, why 10 in the morning?
Because I have a normal sleep schedule.
10 a.m. is not normal at all.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. You should join the rest of us in our incredibly sensible sleep schedules.
And what time would that be?
Well, usually it's about 4 in the morning, but today, just for you, I went to bed at 6.
A.M.?
Maybe.
You could have rescheduled, Nix. I wouldn't have minded.
I know, but I wanted to come. Maybe this is the kick I needed to fix my sleep schedule, you know?
Has that ever worked?
For a little while. But anyway, it's fine. I managed to wake up. I even had orange juice and eggs for breakfast. Truly, you should be proud of me. And now I'm here with you.
Truly? I am proud of you.
See? I'm moving up in the world. Next thing you know, you'll be taking lifestyle tips from me.
The horror.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, what do you think of this necklace? It's one of those old-timey clocks. I mean, a pocket watch. How cool is that? Lola, there is no way this only cost you £10.
You have no way of knowing that.
But I know you, and I've never trusted you less in my life.
I am wounded, I am hurt, I am crying into my eggnog.
Well, thank you very much. I will cherish it forever.
You're so welcome.
But next time, stick to the price limit.
Again, I will neither confirm nor deny.
So, how's everyone's holidays been so far? Nix, are your family doing Christmas this year?
Yeah, actually. Mum's kind of out in full force about it. Our presents arrived from Dad a couple days ago, and she...
Oh no. Was it...
addressed to the wrong name? Of course. Can you imagine an ounce of common decency from him after 4 years? He can't even get my name right on the legal documents. Why would I expect Christmas cards to be any different?
That's shit.
Yeah. But on the upside, Mum's on a real warpath about it. I haven't seen her put this much energy into anything
years. I get home the next day and there's like tinsel around the banisters and a tree in the living room, lights on the hedges out front.
Oh, nice. You got pictures?
Oh, yeah. Me and Ollie did a whole photo shoot. Ugly Christmas jumpers and rain dampeners, the works. I'll post them this evening.
I'm glad it's not all awful, at least.
Yeah. Not looking forward to Christmas dinner, though. Between the three of us, we might get char-grilled chicken and raw broccoli.
I managed to burn the latke this year, and I've been cooking them every year since I was 12. It'll be fine.
I'm in charge of the Yule log this year, and it's definitely going to disintegrate. We're all in this together.
Speak for yourselves.
Just because your dad's a professional chef doesn't mean you get to look down at us.
I think it does. I really think it does. Especially when you all reap the benefits with handmade pizza.
It's so good.
Please remember to breathe.
Breathing is for after pizza has been consumed.
And with that, does anyone have any conversation topics to distract us before Nick's jokes?
How about what's everyone's New Year's resolution?
New Year isn't for another 10 days.
You've definitely thought about it, though.
Maybe.
Resolutions never work out for me, so I've decided not to do them. The New Year reset is a myth founded on guilt. You can change your life anytime.
That is somehow both healthier and more cynical than I was expecting.
Well, what's yours then?
To stop buying unnecessary amounts of stationery, to get a first in all my uni assignments, to fight the government.
All perfectly reasonable goals.
Well, I'm going to go vegan this year.
Didn't you do that last year?
Yeah, and then 2 days later we went out for cheesy chips and milkshakes.
In winter?
Drinking ice drinks in winter is one of my most iconic personality traits.
You're the bane of baristas everywhere.
Ambrose likes me.
Watch his face when you next order a frappe. You can see the light leave his eyes. Every use of the blender when the weather is below 15 degrees kills him a little bit more.
Dramatic.
As long as I aim to go vegan, that's what counts. Like, in the long run, I'll be reducing my intake of meat and animal products. So, even if I do sometimes partake in some cheese, I'm improving the world a little overall.
That's kind of cute.
Anyway, Bella, what about you?
I don't know yet. I think I'd like to say what's on my mind more often. Oh, and I'd like to finish listening to every episode of Critical Role.
Isn't that hundreds of hours?
Mm-hmm. But I've got time.
Maybe if you live to be 300.
I can certainly try.
We should dance. Can we dance?
We should definitely dance.
Are we thinking musical chairs or random funky club dancing?
Random funky club dancing, please. My dad will kill me if I break another chair.
How did you break the first one?
That's between me, too much vodka, and a busted light bulb.
And you call me a disaster. I love you.
I love you too.
And I love being in charge of the music. Give me the phone.
So long as we don't end up with Dragostad and Tay on repeat again.
I don't know what you're referring to.
I'm just saying, a holiday. When was the last time we had one?
I don't know, Sunshine. What year is it?
You're funny.
Where would we go?
I don't know. Somewhere warm?
Somewhere warm, he says.
Where would you like to go?
Somewhere where baristas don't throw their milk jugs around.
I have never dropped a milk jug in my life.
That is a lie.
What is it the kids say these days? Pics or it never happened?
I'll go grab a camera then.
I am totally in control of this situation. Hand me a second jug, I'll even juggle for you.
I can't wait to see this.
Hi, welcome to the Caramel and Clove. What can I get for you today?
Coffee.
We've got lattes, cappuccinos, Americanos.
Just a black coffee.
Right. An Americano coming up. Is this to have in or take away?
Take away. Listen, I'm looking for something. Someone. Hoping you might know where I can find them.
Sure. If you tell me who, I might be able to help. Or you can put your call up on the community board over there.
Yeah, I'll do that. Do you have a pen?
Here.
Thanks. I'll be back in a few days.
What about your coffee? She didn't even... Typical. Hey, Daylight, want a coffee? On the house? And is it me, or did she seem familiar? I swear I've seen her somewhere before.
Ambrose, her note.
What? What did she write?
She's looking for the kid. Nix.
Thank you so much for listening to the Attic Monologues. If you're enjoying our show, please consider supporting us through our Patreon or Ko-fi to help us compensate the hard work our team puts into every episode. You can find links in the show notes below. Alternately, you can leave us a review or tell a friend, an enemy, or your oblivious love interest to listen. This episode was written and produced by Morgan Greensmith and directed by Elam Clehesi. It was script edited by Elam Clehesi and Soren Briarwood. The sound design was by Anna LeClaire and the theme tune was composed by Wilkie Morrison. In this episode, you heard the voices of
Atlas Morgan as Nix Ryland,
Alex Abrahams as Ollie Ryland,
Ben Tallison as Seth Entham,
Roya Garby as Lola Brodeur,
Anne Ryan as Bella Crow,
Joseph Leland as Ambrose Trelaw,
Kaz Gidman as Athri Dane,
L.M. Clohessy as Mysterious Woman.
The logo was designed by Ailey Lang. The social media is run by Soren Briarwood. You can find us on Twitter at Attic Monologues and on Instagram, Tumblr, Facebook and TikTok at The Attic Monologues. For more information on our show, our crew, our policies or other shows made by our people, check out our website www.planarprod.com.
Episode 16, By Any Other Name, will be out on Wednesday 27th of July. See you then! Today's episode features a trailer for Chaika, a speculative sci-fi podcast following a girl who has lived on the moon her whole life as she searches, along with two quirky AIs, to discover if she is the last human alive. Split between two timelines, this show features amazing acting, sound design and writing, with that little huge helping of existentialism we know Attic Monologues listeners will love. So without further ado, Chaika.
This is Valen Solaran, engineering lead lunar mining, seeking urgent status update on, well, Earth.
Chaika, a science fiction audio drama.
Nothing has been heard from the Mars colony since before Earth went silent. Maybe they all died too, and all I will find is their bones. I could be the last. Last human.
I cannot stay. Thrust.
Chaika.
Could you prepare the shuttle?
Affirmative. Long or short range journey?
Oh. Long. Very long.
Welcome. I am Hüge. How may I have the pleasure of addressing you?
It's Chaika.
Chaika. Russian for seagull. Call sign of Russian cosmonaut Valentina Tereshkova, the first Earth woman.
In space, yes, my mother gave me that name.
Probably time you got to know some non-human people.
Oh, you mean like you?
Yes, I am a delightful acquaintance.
Yes, I'm sure you are.
You frightened her.
Ah, she'll get over it. She has other things on her mind.
Cheka. For more information, please visit y2kpod.com/Cheka. That's C-H-A-I-K-A.
Repeat. Priority communication to Moonbase. Get back to me and tell me this is just a glitch, all right? Please.